November 2nd, James Dobson.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
James Dobson is a world-famous psychologist. He founded Focus on the Family, and he started the radio broadcast Family Talk. On this date, in 1981, Family Talk first became a daily 30-minute program. Today, it is heard on more than 1,300 stations around the world. More than 5 million people follow Dobson on social media, and he has published 34 books. Dobson likes to tell about the time he played pickup basketball with pro basketball player Pistol Pete Maravich. Minutes after that game, Pete had a heart attack and died. He was only 40. Dobson points at his own success, awards he's won, books he's written, and at Pete's great success in basketball, and says this about the moment a person dies. What will matter most in that moment is who you loved, who loved you, and what you did together in the service of the Lord. There's nothing else that will stand the test of time.
Life will trash your worldly trophies and achievements. James Dobson, an 18-year-old college freshman, wandered around his new campus. He had arrived a few days before classes began so he could tour the buildings, and it was not long before he found the trophy case in the administration building. Dobson was a highly competitive tennis player. As he scanned the prestigious awards for his sport, he stared at a 2-foot-tall trophy and read the names of the college champions from previous years. In that moment, he began to dream that one day, his name would be on that same trophy. He would show everyone he was also a champion. Standing at the trophy case was the highlight of his morning, and that trophy became his highest ambition. During his 4 college years, he played his way to the top and earned MVP in his sophomore and senior seasons. But the real prize in his mind was achieving his dream. He won the honor of seeing his name engraved on that tall trophy twice. James imagined how future generations would stand at that same trophy case just as he had years before. They would see his name and admire his accomplishments. Perhaps they would hope that they too could become as great as him. 15 years later, though, an old teammate of Dobson's paid him a visit and related an odd story. Recently, the teammate had gone back to their alma mater. While he was there, he went out behind the old administration building to dump some trash in the garbage bin. In the bin, something shiny caught his eye. It was the 2-foot-tall tennis trophy. This thoughtful teammate rescued the trophy and cleaned it up. Now, as the teammate visited Dobson to commemorate what they called their prime, he presented the trophy as a gift to James Dobson. But Dobson no longer saw it as a symbol of glory. Now, it was nothing more than a piece of polished trash. So much for that. Dobson talked about the moment. If you live long enough, life will trash your trophies. At the end of your life, and when you are there and looking back, what will matter most to you then? You know what will matter most? Who you loved, who loved you, and what you did in the service of the Lord. Jeremiah 9:23 tells us, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches." Life will trash your worldly trophies and achievements. If you examine your life today, what do you see? Today, answer this question. Who and what do you love? Who loves you? And what are you doing in the service of the Lord?
Men, Chuck Stecker here. I'm the executive director of A Chosen Generation, a teaching ministry for churches on intergenerational culture. You know, it's November 2nd, the story of Dr. James or Jim Dobson. And I'd heard Dr. Dobson tell this story at a meeting that we were at on one occasion with him. Very impressed with that man. I guess who wouldn't be? But you know, he said, life will trash your trophies. Well, that's partially true. Life will trash your earthly trophies if that's what your focus is on. And here's the thing. You know, we saw this and his focus was on having his name on an earthly trophy. You say, well, you know, but that was one of those things, rarely do people do that, really? How many churches you've been in where the stained glass has the name of somebody that did that, got their name on it there or on the back of their pews or, you know, and things of that nature? Oh, we do it all the time, seriously. And so bottom line is that when Dr. Dobson, and he said he wanted it so other generations, future generations, would see his name. So here's something I've wrestled with personally about this issue of future generations. And it's the difference between a legend and a legacy. A legend is what you want people to remember about you when you're dead. A legacy is what you want people to remember about God because you lived. There's a big difference there, isn't there? The difference is, what do you want people to remember about you, your earthly trophies, when you're dead? And what do you want people to remember about God because you lived? I will tell you this. The lives of everyone that God allows you to have a part in their spiritual walk and growing closer to Him, now there's the trophies that'll last for generations yet to be born. So again, think about it, the challenge. Are you living for what people will remember about you when you're dead? Or are you focused on what will people remember about God because you lived? It's my challenge for today, man. Have a great day.